This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Coming up, Gavin McGinnis of HRTV is going to be joining us. HRTV, CRTV, going from memory there. My head is spinning right now. I mean, it is just so insane, everything that's going on. There's just too much news. It's just getting crazier and crazier and crazier. When we come back, it's the top link on DrudgeReport.com. Wolf admits, didn't interview any White House cabinet officials for anti-Trump book, but let's get to this powerful Owen Schroyer report. Here it is.
So I don't know if you, have you been following Trump's tax plan at all?
Yes, I have.
And what do you think about it?
Well, I think it's got some real issues.
I mean, are you a supporter of Trump? Do you not like Trump?
Don't like him.
Okay, not a fan of Trump. So you probably, I mean, do you like his, do you think you would like his tax plan?
No.
I think that it gives people money back, but it's under the guise of helping out the middle class, when in reality, it kind of helps out his cronies and the people he planned to help out with to begin with.
I'm not a fan of Trump or his tax plan.
Well, I feel the burn.
Yeah?
Still do, but...
Well, don't you think, I mean, there's a couple highlights here. We're trying to get people to agree. There's a couple highlights from Bernie's proposed tax plan. For example, he wants to preserve tax credits for people that produce electricity from wind, biomass, you know, geothermal, solar, stuff like that. Would you support something like that in a tax plan?
Absolutely.
Power stuff that's, you know, more sustainable, renewable. He wants to provide tax credits for that. Would you get behind something like that?
Absolutely.
Would you support that?
Yeah.
Would you support that?
Yes.
People that work with renewable energy, sustainable energy, like wind, you would support that?
Of course.
Yes, yeah. I'm not super educated on this subject, so I don't really want to put forward a lot of opinions.
What about the child tax credit? Bernie's plan wants to double the child tax credit to make it $2,000 per kid that's a dependent, so that some of those, you know, middle-class families or whatever that have multiple children, they keep some of that money in their own pocket. Is that something you support in a tax plan?
Yeah, I'd be okay with that.
Well, the child tax credit, so they keep some of that money. Would you support that?
Absolutely.
You would support that?
Yeah.
These are getting more of the money. They're keeping more of their own money. Do you like that part of the plan?
I do.
I don't think so.
No, you don't like that? What about you?
Ooh, I'm on the fence on that one, to be honest.
Yeah. And why don't you like that?
People might abuse it.
So they might start having kids? And
To get a tax deduction, and it wouldn't be good.
Well, they'd still be paying more for having a kid, though.
That is true.
So I'll just give you one more here, and we'll let you go. He wants a repatriation tax. So basically, some of these assets and monies that are sitting overseas that people have been trying to avoid the taxes at, he wants to put a mandatory tax on that as a repatriation effort.
Like offshore bank accounts, et cetera.
Yeah, is that something that you would support in a tax plan?
Yeah, definitely.
And it sets a mandatory tax on that so that they have to pay for all those funds that they're trying to keep, you know, untaxed overseas. Would that be something you support too?
Oh, yeah.
That you can't just put these funds over there or have them sitting over there without taxing them. Would you support that?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's fair.
Just have that sitting over there or move the money over there without paying taxes. Would you support that?
Yeah, if it would alleviate, you know, the taxes that lower-income families have to pay, then yes.
Hold hard cash that these corporations and people have overseas, a mandatory tax. Would you support that?
Finding it. Yeah, I support it, but it's so lawyered up and buried it's good luck finding it.
Okay, so now what if I just told you, I actually just told you Trump's tax plan?
Then, I mean, clearly I don't know what I'm doing.
So how do you feel about it now?
Now I have to relook at the facts because I don't trust anything that comes out of his presidency.
Now, what if I told you that I actually just read to you Trump's tax plan?
I'd be surprised.
I'd kind of believe it, honestly. I'm really bad at politics and all this stuff. I'm science major.
Okay, so now what if I just told you that I actually read you Trump's tax plan?
I think those are things that I don't... I'm speechless.
You may not like Trump, but maybe some of his policies are good.
We'll see.
All right. Well, that's what just happened. So you just said you supported his tax plan.
Okay.
Hey, thank you for your time, ma'am. You were wonderful. Have a great day, okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
So...
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestive process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
One of the founders of Vice. He's a famous comedian, filmmaker, and he, of course, hosts a very popular TV program with CRTV. Gavin McGinnis is joining us for the next 30 minutes, maybe longer. And he wants to get into the very same things I want to get into. Oprah Winfrey and the president's response. Our story's top link to the left-hand side of Drudge. Wolf admits that's the king of yellow journalism. I mean, CNN's the king of fake news entity, but... he is the king of fake journalism. Didn't interview any White House cabinet officials for anti-Trump book, but then he said he interviewed everyone. So, see, they've been claiming Trump's lying, saying he never saw him, he was never in the White House. Then he learns, well, he's never in the Oval Office, Trump never met him. Then the guy said, well, he did. And then he said he also interviewed the president on a bunch of programs, but now we learn he didn't interview any of them. Wow, a known liar is a liar. Unbelievable. That's coming up. We've got Oprah petition. Oprah must disavow Harvey Weinstein. We've got videos and photos of him grabbing him, kissing him, sticking her tongue in his ear, bringing hot chicks to him. I mean, I know Oprah likes to party, and that's fine if you and Weinstein like to, you know, roll around in the whatever together. I mean, it's, well, the word is they've got a relationship. The issue is the spider bringing flies to the other spider. I guess that's what how spiders love each other. Or the praying mantis might bring another bug to the female praying mantis or vice versa. So we're going to be looking at that. We've also got this department store that had a little kid with a monkey on his shirt. I mean, my kids have had Curious George shirts. Doesn't mean that they're monkeys. But we've got that. The Weeknd says goodbye to H&M over racist monkey sweatshirt ad. That's right, because, again, if somebody's got a shirt about monkeys, little kids love monkeys, coolest monkey in the jungle, that's racist. Wow. I didn't know that. I think all four of my kids actually have shirts that say something about monkeys. And, you know, you go to the store and they'll have, like, your kid can be a unicorn, or your kid can be a monkey, or your kid can be a fish, or your kid can be... with a little bath towels they wear on their heads so bath time's fun. I think all my children have had monkey outfits. I didn't know that I was saying my children were monkeys. So we're going to talk to Gavin McGinnis about that as well. But first, here's the president responding to Oprah Winfrey saying she might run for president or be the shadow president. Here it is.
Hey, can you beat Oprah, by the way?
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll beat Oprah. Oprah would be a lot of fun. I know her very well. You know, I did one of her last shows. She had Donald Trump, this is before politics, her last week. And she had Donald Trump, and my family was very nice. No, I like Oprah. I don't think she's going to run.
Thanks,
I don't think she's going to run.
Thanks,
I know her very well.
Yeah, he knows her very well. A lot of skeletons is what he's hinting at. I was kind of mad at Ivanka Trump praises Oprah Winfrey's Golden Globe speech because it is a bunch of bull and anti-male stuff, but maybe they're trying the judo move of being friendly here. Well, Gavin McGinnis and myself, we're not going to go with the judo move. Gavin McGinnis, my friend, what do you make of all this?
I make of it, I was actually pretty worried about it last night because you think of, you know, the identity politics vote, the woman vote, the bitter vote, the millennial vote, the dumb vote. She's got all of these different votes that end up being more than 50% of the country. The people who generally have skin in the game and get politics, they're a minority. So I was kind of scared. And then I talked to Roger Stone a second ago and he goes, dude, relax. Can you imagine the kind of skeletons this woman has in her closet? And then he dropped it. But he's right. She's a lesbian.
Well, the word is she likes it all.
Oh, yeah? Well, I think you know what a lot of lesbians do, especially when they're young and in their honeymoon phase?
Oh, we all know. They're into women then, but really they're intimidated by men. And then they just want a man that'll let them bring women in, but they want a man.
Well, a lot of them will use men as human dildos. Because it's just, it works, and it's an organic little piece of penis there that basically...
Whoa, family audience, whoa, sorry, go ahead.
So I think Stedman is just a human dildo that she would use with Gail. This is just a theory, of course. But it's not unheard of for lesbian couples to use a third guy as just sort of a sex toy.
Well, yes, and it's a horrible abuse to the man, too. I think it should be outlawed.
Poor guy. He must be crying himself to sleep at night.
Poor yeah, God. It's terrible. Family show, seriously. Please continue, Gavin.
Sorry. So I just think that Trump was alluding to that, and we've heard stories of her paying off people to hide lesbian affairs. She tried to hide that her brother was gay, died of AIDS. She's tried to hide the fact that she didn't really grow up in poverty. I mean, these stories do well on daytime TV. I had two pet cockroaches. Come on. There wasn't a prisoner in 1700 who had pet cockroaches. She's such an obvious liar, and that works for daytime TV, but it won't work in politics where everything has to be aired out. She doesn't have a chance in hell.
Exactly, but they're going to run her like she's this glorious woman that cares. Meanwhile, she's literally the wingman going out and getting tail, and I guess you're going to go ahead and say it. I'm going to say it. She's well known with Weinstein to enjoy tail together. The word is she gets in bed with, I mean, I got Hollywood contacts. I mean, people see Oprah and Weinstein. They go in the room with a couple hot young chicks, and it's party time.
Well, you've seen that picture of her handing over that, I think she's a British R&B singer.
Yeah, the hot blonde.
The hot blonde. And you can, the way Weinstein is touching her, I mean.
And the blonde's holding on to her. The blonde's like a little monkey clinging on. The blonde is like, help me.
It's like something out of ISIS, like Pakistan or something, where they're handing over these little boys to the other jihadists, and there's sort of this trepidation, like, am I doing this? Are we really doing this? Yes, it'll be okay, sweet one. It'll be okay. It's demon stuff.
She's handing a woman over to a famous rapist.
Yes, and when we watch the Golden Globes, too, we know Mira Sorvino isn't there because she said no. But everyone else, you look at them and you go, well, you're here. Did you say yes? I mean, Selma Hayek pretends she was a victim, but she did the lesbian scene in the movie for Weinstein. All these people followed the rules, and now after they've done this, which is really just very expensive prostitution, they put on their low-slung black dresses and go, me too. It's over now. I'm going to stop being an expensive prostitute. No, sorry. It doesn't work like that. You can't get on your high horse when it's fashionable.
Can you imagine being a high-end escort in New York or Chicago or L.A. and you knock, you go to the door and it's Oprah Winfrey in a dominatrix outfit?
I would do it, and I don't care what my wife says. I would do it for the story. Can you imagine at the bar with your buddies and you just got back from having sex with a three-billionaire lesbian mogul? I mean, the stories are amazing.
Well, that's right. Here it is from the New York Post. Lesbian flings, prostitution, and abuse lies. Oprah's hidden life. And the word is, she's seen more tail than a toilet seat.
She doesn't even know who her dad is. Look, America's ready for another black president. America's ready for a woman president. America is not ready for an unmarried, closeted lesbian with a deep, sordid past who believes in the secret. She believes that if you keep saying something like, I want a Mercedes-Benz, it'll magically appear. She told a woman who had cancer that she could use the secret instead of chemo. I mean, she did recommend Western medicine, but this woman said, I'm going to go with the secret. Thanks, Oprah. And then promptly died.
Exactly. But it gets worse. It gets worse. Oprah runs this big tax-free cult with Bill and Melinda Gates and teaches Africans depopulation. And I'm trying to find the article I saw a few years ago. In Europe, she runs a group of women that pledge to never have children for the earth.
Wow. Well, she's racist, too. I mean, she goes to these inner-city schools and she says, I don't like it here. They're all petty and they're materialistic. Meanwhile, she's the most materialist person in the world with the, you get a car, you get a car, you get $450 cheese steak knives. But when it comes to other people, it's
she hangs out. She's the only black person let into Bill and Melinda Gates' whole eugenics operation.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
And then she opens a school in South Africa because she likes the blacks there. They seem more ambitious. She spends, what, $40 million of it. It's got a beauty salon. It's got a yoga studio. Only 150 girls can go. Thanks, Oprah. You helped the black elites in South Africa. Mugabe's kids can go. Fantastic.
Oh, yeah. No, look into her and, quote, secret meetings with world leaders to push depopulation with David Rockefeller. I mean, it's insane. I want to come back with Gavin McGinnis and continue along this line and get into Trump, Wolf, all this ridiculous garbage. We're going to get into fake news when he got this huge standing ovation at the football game yesterday. And then they said he was getting booed and showed people outside. I want to get into, again, the whole monkey controversy. Your kid can't wear a monkey shirt if they're black, or that's racist. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Gavin McGinnis of CRTV and the founder of Vice and so much more. He agrees with the president.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. Gavin McGinnis, he agrees with the president. Hillary Clinton is nothing compared to Oprah Winfrey when you talk about the incredible skeletons. And if she thinks she's really going to run in 2020, I think it's a bluff. Trump thinks it's a bluff, but Gavin McGinnis, he's really up on his Oprah history. Gavin, I mean, look, there's nothing wrong with being a prostitute, but pimping women, bringing women to Weinstein, all of it. This is mainstream news. Let's talk about why you think she's unelectable.
Look, her own mother said you can take Oprah out of the ghetto, but you can't take the ghetto out of Oprah. She was remarkably promiscuous in the day, to put it mildly. She was turning tricks. She was basically a prostitute. And that's still in her DNA. So when she's with Weinstein and she's in this big world with these billionaires, she still has that ghetto mentality of, you want to try this girl out for a while? Let's try this girl. Hey, mind if I come along? And she's got the money to keep it all silent. But when you run for election, as we've seen with Trump, everything comes out. Things come out that weren't even true. And Oprah would never stand up to that kind of scrutiny. I mean, look at her whole life. She was such a slut. Sorry for the family show violation there. But she was such a slut. Her mother sent her to Vernon Winfrey. That wasn't even her father. It was just, this guy, by the way, deserves an award. He took this kid from the ghetto who claims to have pet cockroaches slutting around like a prostitute and turns her into a pillar of society, a stalwart businesswoman who makes billions. This guy deserves half her money. And she comes out of that and pretends that it's always been peaches and cream and she's perfectly normal. No, she's a sexual deviant. She's basically a pimp. And the idea of her even having a snowball's chance in hell as president is totally laughable. Sorry, libs, 8 years. You blew it again.
Gavin, it's incredible as I refresh my memory. Her own biography says she was a teen prostitute. Well, that I'm sure fits right in Hollywood. You've got her sticking her tongue in Harvey Weinstein's ear, all over him, kissing him. Reports in the news, but of Weinstein and a bunch of hot young chicks with her arm in arm going into rooms. I mean, she is a maniac. And then you've got British starlets and others saying that she would lure women in and that Weinstein would say, meet Oprah, and then they would basically just pile on top here. I mean, she's not going to disavow Weinstein, as Paul Watson wants in his new petition, because she's probably a bigger deviant than Weinstein, who then goes to the Golden Globes and lectures us about how men, all men, are pigs and bad. I mean, this woman is the ultimate hypocrite.
Yeah, she gets raped by her black cousin, allegedly, and decides to pin the blame on white men and Trump. It's like she uses her rape as a flamethrower and just directs it at anyone she doesn't like. If her flight is late, it was my rape. It really trivializes the gender.
You get a rape. You're a rapist. You're a rapist. You're a rapist.
You get to be a rapist. She's corrupt and she's on the surface. You go, oh, successful black woman, smart, articulate, empowering. She delivers a good speech. President. Because as David Brooks pointed out in the Times today, there's a Potemkin village mentality with the left. And they just go, Trump, evil, bad man, black lady, good lady. And they don't go deeper than that. Like, they don't go, who is this person? And with the White House, they don't go beyond the Potemkin village and they don't look at unprecedented black unemployment, 2 million new jobs, Dow records broken every day, ISIS on the run. They ignore all of that, all of these global victories is draining the swamp, and they just go, ah, he made a rude joke in a bus, and that woman's black.
Gavin, what's even worse, and I totally agree with you, you're causing me to have all these things I'm remembering about Oprah, but just the other night at the Golden Globes, they cut to Meryl Streep, and they're all shaking their heads yes about how evil men are and have tears in their eyes. This is a woman that does standing ovations at the peak of the controversy 6 years ago when they wanted to let Roman Polanski off for kidnapping and raping a 13-year-old girl till she reportedly anally bled everywhere. I'm not going to be gross, but he raped the little girl. And while reportedly another big movie star was there, and oh, that's just breaking. The police have announced he can come back. The charges are dropped, even though he confessed to it and everything, and he was convicted and ran off. No future charges because Polanski, the statute of limitations is over. So meanwhile, you've got Meryl Streep saying that Richard Dreyfuss, when she agreed to do the stunt, slapped her too hard in an Academy Award-winning movie. I mean, the slap's famous. I mean, it's real. That's what you do in acting. I've been in stunts and stuff and got bloodied up. I said, I agree to do it. I said, you want a stunt man to do this? If not, you got to drop your knees to the ground. You got to get drugged by the police. They're going to throw you in there. And I got bloodied up. It wasn't even that big a stunt. The point is that she goes, oh, Richard Dreyfuss slapped me too hard. Oh, I'm traumatized. When she is literally, like Oprah, running around covering up and pimping for predators.
Look, we know what time's up means. It means I knew, we all knew, we let it go, but now the jig is up and everyone can see the casting couch. So starting today, we're not going to popularize it anymore. We're not going to ignore it. Ooh, how brave. You let 1,000 rapes go under the radar. And starting today, you say time's up. You're not going to allow rape anymore because it went public. Wow, what a crusader for justice you are. We're so impressed, you feminists.
Oh, the left, the Huffington Post really attacked when I said young girls think they're going to be movie stars. They get on a bus, they get off. Even the big casting companies are a front for porn, and they just say, you're not going to be in movies, but you can be a star here. And then they end up not even paying them. Then they drug them up and use them for prostitution. And this is the admission. And then the media, the left, attacked me saying it was a conspiracy theory because they don't want young girls to know the most miserable place on earth, or young men as well, is Hollywood. You want to get raped? You want to get abused? You want to get killed? Go to Hollywood.
And we all feel that way. When we see kids on TV, when we see kids in movies, we go, oh, that's sad. Some parents don't love them. Some parents want to force their kids to absolve themselves of a childhood and go make the family money by being a star. Like the Phoenixes. The Phoenix's mother forcing those poor kids. Juan Phoenix didn't want his kids to get involved in that. He wanted them to live in Costa Rica and have a fun life. But no, they got to get into Hollywood. So you get raped once in a while. We're all going to be rich. And it's the same when you see these women in movies. You think, wow, you want to be famous and rich so bad you're willing to prostitute yourself. They're all just very high-paid sex workers. And it is brutally sad. And I loved watching the Golden Globes the other night because for the first time ever, America can see these people through our eyes, which is these are all disgusting, greedy whores.
That's right. And literally, Oprah Winfrey is known for luring women into Harvey Weinstein, and then she's going to lecture us. Because, again, she had the talent. She is talented. She's a great liar. She has a lot of charisma. But other than that, it doesn't just take talent. You know how she worked her way up right through the whole power chain. She fit right in.
She's a pimp, and Harvey Weinstein is the biggest paying John in the history of Hollywood, but neither of those two are unique. That is the culture of Hollywood. That's why the term casting couch exists.
Oprah Winfrey sticking her filthy tongue in the filthy ear of Harvey Weinstein and then lecturing us about racism when she's worth $3 billion, the highest paid entertainer in the world. We'll be back with Gavin McGinnis. I'm Alex Jones, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us. Spread those links. Spread the live links right now. It's an active resistance.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the info war to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Vice, comedian, filmmaker, is with us. He's on CRTV.com. A lot of people ask me, you know, why are you promoting CRTV that's got the Duck Dynasty guys and all these other shows on it when it's directly competing with you? It's not competing with me. I wish Mark Levin, all those people, the best. They've got a nice lineup of people. They do a good job. Some of it's pretty racy. That's, you know, fine. Different strokes for different folks. We're in a war against globalists that want to totally control our lives. And the left knows how to unify to take over countries. We have to unify at least ideologically. Now, that's one question I've got. I'm going to get some other subjects. I knew about problems with Bannon, not just from Roger Stone, who just said, oh, he's horrible bad news, but I just don't want to infight either. And this is going back during the campaign. I knew about all the stuff. I know some of the stuff Wolf says is true. Some of it isn't. But not just from Stone. I have a lot of other sources. I mean, and I'll leave it at that. We're not just talking about your normal political sources. I'll put it to you that way. Bannon was behind the whole deal with the mafia dossier, but that was pure bull, so it didn't go anywhere, with Ted Cruz. So Bannon knew he was beaten about 8 months out from the campaign, and that's when he went total Trump, and then they got him in there. And it just looks like he's not an evil guy. He's just a total opportunist. And people like Steve Miller are great. When I talk about infighting, I see other talk show hosts, people in the news going, well, we're not like that fringe drudge or the fringe InfoWars. It was some mainline conservative group saying that wasn't even important. I saw it a couple places where they want to go, we're establishment Republicans. Don't they get in this time and place in history, being a libertarian, being a patriot, is just about common sense. That's what people want. It's uncool to be seen as the establishment. It's uncool to be toadying, trying to get into the White House or trying to be, you know, part of the in crowd. I don't need to go be in the in crowd. I built the InfoWar in Austin, Texas. We have the most viewers. We have the most listeners after Drudge. I hope Drudge gets five times bigger. I'm not like, one day I'll be bigger than Drudge. You know how dangerous that is? I want to see CRTV take off, which it is taking off. I want to see it huge. And I want to spend, I did the same thing to my own detriment and the country's detriment. I waited too long on Bannon because I just hoped he'd pull up. I know it's terrible stuff. And if he wants to play around with me or something, that's fine too. I'll get nasty like I did with Glenn Beck. The point is that how do you weigh that and all the, you got to do the full hour now because I have other questions for you, Gavin. We only got like 7 minutes left in this segment. How do you weigh that? Because notice you're not an infighter either. But everybody else wants to be like we're in high school again. Trying to be, you know, the cool kids. The cool kids in high school weren't in high school at prom. They were hanging out with, you know, 25-year-old women whose husbands were out of town. I mean, they just don't even get it. We don't want to be in their club. What's your take on that?
Well, the left has too much unity. They will take any rapist, pedophile, any racist BLM who wants to kill white people, any jihadist, Linda Sarsour, Sharia law lover who wants women as second-class citizens and hates gays. They'll take anyone who contradicts their entire ethos as long as it gets their numbers up, as long as they have mutual enemies. But we here on the right, we have the opposite problem. And we can't wait to disavow. And we got the Never Trumpers and the neocons and the paleocons and the libertarians and the new right and the alt-right and the alt-light. And they all hate each other's guts. And maybe it's because I kind of come from the left, but I don't like that. I want unity. And when Steve Bannon came out and said that all these things about Russia collusion, God, it was just, I just prayed for it not to be true. And his defense seemed semi-reasonable. He said, no, I was just saying that Russians are bad people. But it took him forever to say that, and I just thought, oh, great. Just give the
left. He brought Wolf in. He protected him, and then he was the leaker. Did you feel like you got punched in the stomach when he wouldn't disavow for like 4 or 5 days?
I just saw Bannon at Horowitz's Freedom Weekend, Restoration Weekend, and he got up there on the podium. He did a bunch of different speeches that weekend, and he talked about how Trump is a man of the people, and he talked about how stupid the media is and how evil and incompetent they are and how Trump's a rock star and he's a hero. And I thought, finally, we have someone who understands Trump. And then a few days later, Mr. Two Dress Shirts at Once can't wait to tell us how incompetent he is. And it's just, like, keep it to yourself. This isn't the way it works. I was talking to Stone about it.
He was trying to have his cake and eat it, too. Look, it's all strategic, and I have the inside baseball. So I just want to put a final nail in this guy so he doesn't come back like the plague, come back like herpes. I'm not going to say it. The point is, he strategically, to his own audience, sounds like the best thing ever, basically lifting what I say and other patriots say. I'm just saying. which is fine for people to do that word for word, but then don't stab us in the back, because I want to write the talking points for the big takeover and the victory, and we're starting to do it, restoring things. But then to the other audiences, he does what he wants there to play the Machiavellian game, and there's not room for Machiavellian crap. The straight-on, straight-shooting attack is the way to win.
Yep, and these lies run sprints, the truth runs marathons, and look at how many failed attempts the left has had. Wolf book will be done in a couple days. We'll realize how much of it was not true. We already lost Russia. We've gone through the sexual allegations. We've gone through the show as your tax records. We've been through so many week-long hypes, and they just let that go and jump onto the next one. And they're showing themselves for what they are, a crazy ex-girlfriend who had too many gin and tonics and wants to burn your house down. The left has become Left Eye Lopez, and they're about to die.
You're absolutely right, and the only reason I brought up Bannon is because I, just like you, that's why I like you. You never end fight, and I never do. It's just that when do you finally denounce somebody? Because I love Mark. They do great work. Do you think Bannon can actually stay there and not cripple it?
Yes, I mean, I've heard talk that they're going to focus on Pence now and be less supportive of Trump. I'll abandon Breitbart when they abandon Trump or they abandon the truth. But I'm just kind of dropping the Bannon thing and saying, well, that's disappointing. Let's move on.
Well, let me give you this last piece of intel. I was told by multiple high-level political operatives who've never steered me wrong that Bannon brought in the generals, brought in the 25th Amendment deal, and actually had this plan to come out now, even if he was in the White House or not, to make the 25th Amendment move on the president. But he's so strong and beaten all the Russiagates that Bannon hedged his bet with all this, thinking he'd be protected with what he said in that book. And I was told this 6 months ago.
Wow. So Bannon was crapping on Trump so that when Trump gets impeached or Trump gets kicked out, Bannon could say, I told you so. I never really liked that guy.
Yeah, exactly. Now the word is Breitbart's going to go against Trump and be pro-Pence. That is outrageous. That makes me sick.
That's the problem with the right. We get into this high school stuff. I saw this at Fox News in the green room with stabbing the back of young conservatives because they were young whippersnappers and they didn't deserve to be here. They didn't deserve their place. I love Crowder and Shapiro and Andrew Klavan. I love lots of little never-Trumpers. As long as you're not an alt-right Nazi, you want less government? Come on in. Let's dismantle the government.
And when they lost, they got on board, admitted they were wrong, and are now cheerleading America's renaissance.
I don't know what the solution is. I think the solution is, as you say, just more content, more talking, more truth getting out there. You know, your model with this CRTV isn't competing with me is the same as the free market model, which is there isn't a finite amount of pizza. There's not one pizza.
You guys are going to wake people up that come to me. I'm going to wake up people that come to you when they try to censor us. Our answers grow, get big, get all over TV. I hope you get on every TV station in the country. I'm going to subscribe to it. Exactly. We've got to grow to beat the enemy.
There's not a finite number of slices of the pie. There's infinite pies. And similarly, there's infinite information out there. There's infinite truth. There's infinite conspiracies. There's infinite lies out there. And we have to get our numbers up to fight all these to win.
Non-zero-sum game. One more segment to get into the other topics you want to cover. This is the best interview ever with Gavin McGinnis. I'm Alex Jones. And I just feel so good the truth has been told here. CRTV.com, NewsWars.com. Spread those links. We'll be back.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I've really thought about revealing this for a while, and I'm going to go ahead and line up some guests if they're willing to come on about it. But I've got several sources that told me 8 months ago, 6 months ago, exactly what was going on. And now that I've been just talked about it 10 minutes ago, my phone's blowing up. But they told me Bannon and Pence are planning a 25th Amendment purge of the president. They brought in these generals, at least two of them are bad, and they're working with the deep state to then develop this program to remove him via the 25th Amendment if the Russia thing doesn't work. And then they added the information that, again, Trump was unaware that Bannon was bringing in people to prepare these stories for takedown and books. And then literally this all happened, and now the proof's even more intense. Bannon has now got Breitbart saying they're going to go for Pence and stop supporting Trump. I mean, it's so obvious what's happening, and then communist Chinese connected money is flowing into Breitbart. I don't want to attack Breitbart. But if Breitbart attacks America's recovery, we're coming for you politically. Good Lord, I am sick of the incredible level of treachery. Now, our final segment with Gavin McGinnis, and he's got several big stories he wants to get into, because you've got this world department store chain. Tell us about this latest controversy that's breaking right now at Infowars.com, and it's also on DrudgeReport.com.
So H&M, a huge chain, $18 billion corporation, they have this innocuous little sweatshirt for kids. It says the kookiest monkey in the jungle or something like that. Coolest monkey in the jungle. And the model for it happened to be a black kid. So they obviously didn't see any correlation, because it's not 1920s America and we're not a bunch of blind hillbillies that have never seen a black person before. So they just said, yeah, that sounds good, assuming the parents who put the kid in the shirt also thought the same. But these race-obsessed, myopic losers go, well, that's clearly racist. A giant corporation is trying to call black people monkeys. And what they do is they bring these ghosts of the past, these racist Klansmen from the past, and they inject it into modern society and make racism where there was none. So now H&M is on the defense, essentially apologizing for not being racist because they didn't notice. And we've got, you know, pop stars like The Weeknd and now Nicki Minaj having to distance themselves from something that is clearly not racist. I mean, imagine it was Halloween, right? And these little kids show up and they're dressed as animals, and there's a white kid dressed as a monkey and a black kid dressed as a monkey. And you said to the black kid dressed as a monkey, whoa, 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 and then looked at the parents and said, what are you doing there?
That's the racism. Cool. If I saw an ad with a black kid with that shirt, I'd say, that's a cool shirt. Again, my children, multiple ones, have had the Curious George bathrobes, because, you know, when they're little toddlers, they like to put it on and makes it fun if they take a bath or whatever. They run around the house in it, and they've been octopuses, they've been monkeys. I mean, who would even think like this?
No more monkeys jumping on the bed? Ring any bells? Kids act like monkeys. They jump around. Black kids and white kids and Asian kids
My 8.5-month-old daughter's favorite toy is a Curious George monkey, and I act like a monkey with it, and I'm teaching her how to make monkey sounds.
They just are. The demand for racism is so high.
Well, babies look like little monkeys to begin with.
There's no racism there. So they have to drag it from the past.
We are primates.
And throw it on
ads. We are. I mean, you know, we are in the ape family. Listen to the scientists. I mean, I guess we are actually monkeys.
Look, 50 Cent calls his crew G-Unit. Bathing Ape is one of the most popular clothing lines in the hip-hop community. Who cares? Why are you making everything about 1930s? I know why. Because this entire industry is based on the myth that America is a racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, blah, blah, blah. But there's no examples of it. So they go, well, let's just make that into an example so I have more fodder to complain.
Gavin, they know what they're doing, too. LeBron James, worth hundreds of millions of dollars, bitching about racist white people everywhere, who are the majority of his fans. The NFL has lost 20, 30, 40%, depending on the week, of their viewers. It's all falling apart. And they just keep pushing, keep pushing, keep pushing. And I've heard the football players go, well, I don't care. I got an $89 million contract with five more years left. I don't care if the NFL goes under, because I'll have mine. I mean, this is incredible.
By the way, LeBron James, there was a propaganda poster in World War II that had a big ape holding a woman, and he's wearing a Kaiser helmet. It says, defeat the brute, and he's holding this woman like King Kong with a big club. And then LeBron James did a parody of it on the cover of Vogue, where he's holding Gisele Bündchen going, ah, in the exact same way. But then he decides, no, I'm going to pillory H&M because that's the hot thing to do. And it just shows, you know what they are? You know what Americans in general have become, especially the rich? A big pile of ingrates. You got these NHL players literally getting away with murder in some cases, and they're dropping a knee because they hate America so much, because they came from nothing, and now they're millionaires, and they're getting all these charges dropped, all these gun charges dropped, all these rape charges dropped in the NBA, and they can't wait to complain about how horrible America is. As a Canadian immigrant, as someone who came here in the 90s, I'm just incredibly grateful that I get to live in the freest country in the world, where the free market can reign supreme, and the people who benefit from it can't wait to bitch.
That's because they want to shut it down for us. They're directed by the globalists. They know what they're doing. It's completely cold-blooded. Here is Trump at the championship college game between Georgia and Alabama, getting a standing ovation by 70-plus thousand fans in a packed attendance. The media didn't even pick up on this. But then hundreds of stories about a couple hundred people outside that were bussed in, booing in the rain. So let's go ahead and play what really happened. This should be in the president's fake news awards coming up in 7 days. He should play what really happened. And of course, the big fake news award is that no one was inside. CNN showed right as they opened the gates on Inauguration Day last year. The president should do that and then show it was actually a packed crowd from the CNN photo from behind him. You can actually see me there right up at the front. That's crazy. But they show you no one there, and then here it is, jam-packed, record crowd. Again, for the fake news awards, the nomination goes to the media, CNN, saying that the president was booed when this happened. That's right after they announce him. Can we back it up when they announce his name? Yeah, let's back up to the beginning. I know there's like 5 minutes of them cheering him, but here it is, folks. This is what happened.
Welcome members of the ROTC units from the University of Georgia and the University of Alabama, joined by our president, Donald J. Trump.
Oh, Donald J. Trump. He goes up six, 7 times in octave. Okay, ROTC. Elvis Presley in 1956. They're throwing their panties at him. Okay, now let's go to the next one. The news didn't show this anywhere. This is all over the place. The president booed at the game. CNN. No, not at the game. Outside in the rain. Here it is. And the award for greatest fake news goes to CNN for reporting that he was booed at the event. No, outside a small crowd, but sounds like maybe 50 people out of the 200 million. Boo, boo. Why'd I get bust here? Boo, boo. All right, Gavin McGinnis. I mean, boy, how great is this award show the president's going to do? Fireside chat. You want to talk about the tweets, the fireside chat. How dare them talk about taking his Twitter away so he can communicate with us? You wanted to close up with that.
Well, that was a big turning point for me during the election. I was worried because I read the polls and I read the New York Times and I go, uh-oh, it's not looking good for our guy. Then in Florida, he just takes out his phone and he just goes like this. And you're looking at the Rolling Stones in Rio. I mean, there are 100,000, 200,000 people, just a sea of people. It looks like an ocean of Skittles, just all these humans out there. And you go, wait a minute, I don't think we're getting the full story. And that's why I love his Twitter. 90% of the stories about him this summer were negative. 90%. So the press is taking everything he says and spinning it. And Trump has figured out a way to jump over the lamestream media and just talk to us like we're buddies. I'm like really smart, a very stable genius. Yeah, it's good. I want to hear that he's had enough of Pakistan.
By the way, it is genius to run, if you've never run for office, and win the presidency against all odds.
Try it. Try it if it's so easy, guys. I love hearing that he's had enough of Pakistan, that he's withdrawing $285 million from the UN. You know, Obama says he's drawing a line in the sand with Syria. Trump actually
punishes them. North Korea's coming to the table. North Korea's coming to the table.
You need to slap a wrist when someone talks a big game. Obama lets Syria walk all over him. Then Kim Jong-un starts talking trash about Trump, and he just slaps him down again. We need a whack-a-mole president because we've got too many ingrates out there.
You're absolutely right. All right. CRTV.com, Gavin McGinnis. I love coming on your show. I love the fact you have Paul on. You're welcome to have all our crew on. We want to have you back on and all the other folks from CRTV. Keep it up. And how do folks get one of those handsome coffee cups? I want one of those.
Go to CRTV.com right now and sign up, and you get $10 off and a free mug with my mug on it.
All right. And, folks, they didn't get rid of the free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com, but a lot of the sales have ended. We appreciate your support as well. And we have coffee mugs at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, spread the live links. Okay, I'll introduce Paul Watson with huge breaking news. And hour number four is straight ahead. Please spread the live links of a local station you're listening to. We're in an InfoWar, and you are the front line.
Message and data rates may apply. Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead. Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.